At the western edge of Kansas, against the border with Colorado, sits Wallace County, the second least populated county in the state. For the first half of 2020, the rural community got by without a single case of COVID-19, and life maintained a sense of normalcy. For the Kansas News Service, Esther Honig went there to see what's changed now that the virus has finally arrived.
Out on the open Kansas prairie, a group of elementary school students look on as a man holds a blade to a spinning stone wheel.
Things get a lot sharper, a lot faster. So that's how we would sharpen knives.
This was typical of the pioneers who came here in the early 19th century. You see, today is a historic reenactment at the Fort Wallace Museum. The reenactors are wearing cowboy hats with high-waisted pants and doing things like fixing wagon wheels. Also true to the time period, no one is wearing a face mask.
We're taking all kinds of precautions, especially out here. We're not requiring any masks because, you know, you can see we're wide open areas.
Lynn Kirkham helps run the museum and says this is their big event of the year. Due to the pandemic, they've kept it outdoors, and groups of visitors move between the displays every 10 minutes when a gun fires.
We're not like a bigger city where you're really cramped. There's a gun that tells them to move.
In Wallace County, social distancing is a way of life. There's 1 square mile for about every 2 residents, which might explain why the first case of COVID-19 wasn't reported here until late August. In general, rural farming communities tend to have a lower prevalence of COVID-19 infections. Compared to outbreaks happening in big cities, County Commissioner Bruce Bolin says life here has felt a bit disconnected.
Yes, it happens in Denver. Yes, it happens in Kansas City, but that's not us, which in the same time makes it a little bit more of a challenge to make people understand this is real.
Back in March, businesses closed temporarily, but later in the summer, the county held their annual fair. Riders competed in amateur rodeo, and the local pool opened. Even the unemployment rate here is unchanged. When Governor Laura Kelly signed an executive order mandating masks in public, Wallace County opted out.
So what we looked at as a county at that time was we had no cases.
Bolin, who is a fourth-generation resident, is also a school superintendent. And yes, they're holding in-person classes. He says they had to strike a balance because, much like their pioneering ancestors, the people of Wallace County are fiercely independent.
If we end up having to do a mask order, I think they will be more accepting because then they know that we allowed them the freedom to make their own choices at first.
And now that the number of COVID-19 cases has grown to 17 as of September 21st, stricter regulations will likely have to be enforced as the spike continues. When that happens, Bolin worries not everyone will be on board.
I mean, there will be people that do whatever is asked. There will be a lot of rebels. It's the West.
Erin Wright and her family own and operate Towns End Tavern, a new establishment serving Western fare. She says people here were afraid of COVID-19, but they were more afraid of being the first case in the county.
There's no anonymity in a small town. You know everyone, who they're related to, who they've been in contact with.
She jokes, luckily, no one tried to contact trace patient zero with pitchforks.
And then burn everybody at the stake, you know, I mean, because it could have happened, you never know.
Living all the way out here, she says it's easy for people to feel like they're in a bubble and safe from everything. But they knew eventually the virus would arrive.
Yeah, I don't think there was an imaginary fence around our county that kept it out and somebody just forgot to close the gate. That's not.
It was nice while it lasted, Wright says, but more people have started masking up and keeping their distance. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Esther Honig.
The Kansas News Service is a collaboration of KCUR, KMUW, Kansas Public Radio, and High Plains Public Radio. It reports on health, the many factors that influence it, and their connection to public policy.